Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
The other day I heard a fantastic quote. It was new to me, but I want to share it with you. It says, your obsession often becomes your possession. Your obsession often becomes your possession. What in the world does that mean? Well, so many times people in life, they are obsessed about problems. They're obsessed about getting sick. They're obsessed about the poor economy. They're obsessed about not performing well. I mean, you name it. And as a result, their obsession soon becomes their possession. That is exactly what possesses them. And you know it, I know it. We know people like this, always worried about the problem that might happen, always anxious. Now, here's what anxious is. Anxiousness, worry, is a negative form of meditation. Think about it. Sometimes people say, well, I can't meditate. I can't control my thoughts. Look, worry and anxiety is you meditating on a negative concept. And what's going to happen? We all know that thoughts become seeds, which essentially eventually become a harvest. If you don't want to harvest negativity in your life, if you don't want to harvest more problems in your life, stop sowing the seeds of negativity, right? And I get it. Some people are watching this, they're probably saying, oh, whatever, just an optimist. Look, I grew up as a kid that was a pessimist, because here's what pessimism did for me. Pessimism gave me the illusion of control. I didn't want to be disappointed as a young kid. And so as a result, I kind of always thought about the worst case scenario, because I justified it by saying, well, you know, if I think about what could happen negatively, at least I won't be surprised. At least I'll be in control. What a toxic way of thinking. I mean, I look back at that young man that I once was and say, no wonder why I was harvesting all these negative things in my life, because that's exactly what my obsession was. I began to realize that my possession was exactly the obsession that I had with negativity and negative thoughts. So, your life, your choice, but I want to challenge you. If you want more influence, more impact, more income, if you want to possess that, meaning, hey, you want your message to get out there. You want to help more people. You'd like to actually get paid and compensated for that. If that is your obsession, we know, according to my favorite book, that as a man or woman thinks in his heart or her heart, so are they. This is Carrie Oberbrunner. Be a soul on fire today. Be careful about what you obsess about, because chances are it will soon possess you.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, filled up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrunner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.